Well, happy Friday. Man, the excitement of the weekend has already started today. And to talk about some of the excitement, we've got Amanda Proby. She is the executive director with Saskatoon Youth Soccer. Welcome to the Bull Studio, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. So you guys have the mini Cisco Festival. And so it goes all weekend, but it starts today.
Yeah, it starts today. So we have 117 teams in the under 5 to under 9 age groups. That's our youngest of soccer players, like age 4 to 8. And there's about close to 1,200 players participating in this event throughout the weekend. It's their wrap-up event of the year. It's our way of just celebrating soccer. Every kid gets a medal, and every team gets 3 games.
Absolutely. Well, and I did see that. So this festival in particular has no standings, has no referees. What's the goal behind this format?
It's really just to create a memorable event for all the players. It's just a fun atmosphere, no pressure, just have fun, and it's a great way to end the season.
Get together, play some soccer. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. So what can families and spectators expect throughout the weekend?
It's free admission. It's at the Saskatoon Sports Center on Nelson Road. It runs tonight from 5 to 8, tomorrow from 9 to 5, and Sunday from 9 to 2:30. And when you come into the soccer center, there's going to be a few of our sponsors set up there with a presence. So Extra Time Sports Soccer Locker is going to be there. Pizza Hut's going to be there. And when you come upstairs, all of our zone reps are also going to have a presence to help you out with outdoor registration questions, or if you even want to register right then and there, they'll help you with online registration.
Yes, well, and I love that. And like something like, well, what you guys are putting together this weekend with the mini Cisco Festival, like it takes an army to put something like this together, and so everyone's kind of putting their foot in to help out, right?
Yeah, it's great. And we're going to have a 50-50 raffle throughout the weekend. The raffle helps support our athlete fund, which we just started 4 years ago. To date, we have raised $82,000 to help with soccer fees. And of that, we have already dispersed about 50,000 of those funds over the last 4 years to help kids who have maxed out their Kids Sport or Jumpstart charity allocations.
Wow. So despite the fact that it's free admission, I mean, this mini Cisco Festival has like a resounding impact on the soccer community.
Yep. We're hoping that the 50-50 raffle is a huge success so then we can help build the sport and help break down barriers.
Absolutely. And you said that you had some sponsors on hand as well. So we were talking about that Pizza Hut and Extra Time Sports. Just got to give a big shout out to them again for hopping on and supporting. What about the future? Like after this festival, what do you guys have lined up?
Well, we take about a 7-week break between the seasons. These mini kids are going to start up again at the end of April, start of May. And we will play soccer again for the outdoor season from May and June.
Love it. So the mini Cisco Festival, it begins today. It goes right through until March 16th, and this is at the Saskatoon Sports Center. And I just got to ask, you know, is there sort of a schedule somewhere online? Is there somewhere that people can get more information if they want to look around?
Yeah, you can see us online. There's also registration information there as well, www.saskatoonyouthsoccer.ca.
Awesome. Amanda Proby with Saskatoon Youth Soccer. The mini Cisco Festival is happening. Well, it starts tonight, goes throughout the weekend, and of course, we'll have some more links on the website as well. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.